You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
It seems like we're eternally plugged in to cell phones, computers, iPads, and even these baby monitors these days. And when these electrical and radio frequencies disrupt our cells and organs, we open the door to a host of health problems. Our next guest is here to tell us if electropollution affects our sleep patterns, and more importantly, if they do, how to change it. Let's welcome Ronald Bazar, best-selling author of Sleep Secrets, How to Fall Asleep Fast, Beat Fatigue and Insomnia, and Get a Great Night's Sleep. Thanks so much for being here on Wellness for Life, Ronald. Now, I know that there's a lot of connections between EMFs, radiation, and insomnia, but I know that you also know a lot about light and how light has a lot to do with insomnia.
Today, light is probably one of the biggest causes of sleep problems in people. We've never been exposed to so much light at night as we are now, especially the blue spectrum lights that are in our devices, our computers, our cell phones, and our new light bulbs, all of which emit blue light. And blue light is like daylight, which is great if you're outdoors and you're outside and it's daylight. It triggers an increase in serotonin, makes you feel good and awake. But the opposite happens if you have that on at night. Instead of the melatonin increasing as night begins and your body's natural circadian rhythm moves into nighttime mode, triggering sleepiness through an increase in melatonin, the light from all these devices and our light, our CFL light bulbs, etc., keeps us awake because it's a blue spectrum light. So that's the first major problem that we face today with our light. And the way to get around that is first to be conscious of it, get more light early in the day, and start dimming and closing lights down or use red spectrum lights at night. For those of you who can't get outside during the day and get enough light, especially in the morning, then you can get what's called a light box or a light therapy device. It's wonderful. I used one just myself this morning because where I am, it's cloudy up in the northwest here.
Often. Well, Ronald, I've got one too. I love my light box. And I'll tell you what, I ask every one of my patients to pull theirs out. I am a big, big, strong believer in light therapy early morning so that you can optimize your levels of brain chemistry, but also to wake up and turn off that melatonin in the morning. And particularly about October, November is when we should start using it. And I find that also it really helps with your sleep cycle, creating a rhythm. I mean, and that's exactly what you're doing, aren't you? You're creating a really good, healthy rhythm so that your circadian rhythm.
Absolutely. So that's really crucial. So in my book, Sleep Secrets, there's tons of information about light. I got a whole detailed chapter about it. And especially for people who work night shifts, you really got to understand how to make light work for you when you're working all night, which is contrary to your natural circadian rhythm, because there's a lot of health consequences through long-term night shift working.
Let's talk about that. People who are night shift, I mean, how do you recommend they should sleep? Obviously you need blackout shades and get an eye mask, but how do you suggest they should create a rhythm?
You probably need a sun alarm clock if you're waking up it depends. If you're waking up when it's dark, you want a sun alarm clock. But you're right, you got to sleep in the darkness during the day. But the other problem is if you're working during the night and you're exposed to light in the factory or in the hospital, it's all blue spectrum light, and all the machines and devices all have intense blue lights in them, you need to wear blue blocker sunglasses. These will block the blue spectrum, so it will have less impact on you negatively. The only time you want that blue light at night on a night shift is maybe early on to help you wake up, but do not have that blue light for most of your shift.
That's fascinating. So that's available, I'm sure, blue spectrum blocking sunglasses, right? That's what sunglasses that block the blue spectrum. That's awesome. That's something I didn't even know that was available. That's great. All right. So then, let's talk a little bit about these EMFs. You said The electro pollution, it has a lot to do with all of the computer and the iPads. Can we do something to them so that we don't get the blue light?
Well, yes. There's, for your computers and some other devices, there's a free software you can get. It's called F.Lux. You can, F.Lux changes the color of your screen as night wears on. You can set the settings. So I have mine that at 9 o'clock it starts to diminish the blue, and by 10 o'clock it's much yellower and reddish hue. So that's one way you can stay on. But for people who are suffering from insomnia, even that may be too much light for you. And the other problem so many people are unaware of today is the exposure to electromagnetic frequencies and electromagnetic radiation. These come from our devices, especially the connection to the internet or our cell phones. They're constantly pulsing, looking for that signal. And it's the constant, steady-state pulsing that is the health consequence. The international EMF scientist appeal made a video to the UN to warn of the dangers. The Bioinitiative report, 1,800 published studies on the dangers of EMFs and EMRs, are definitely something you want to pay attention to, because if you're suffering from insomnia, you may be very sensitive to these negative ionizing radiation. So it's something to pay attention to if you suffer from a sleep problem. You've got to turn off your cell phones at night when you go to sleep. I shut off my router, so the Wi-Fi is shut down in the house. Most of the time, I plug my computer into a wire when I'm at home, rather than having the whole house wireless. It's a hassle, but it makes a huge difference if you're suffering from insomnia.
I agree. You know, when I had my injury 5 years ago, insomnia was just the worst. So I literally sought every method, and I'm so happy that you're here, because I'm doing everything that you're telling everyone to do. But one thing that I do is I actually cut the electrical breaker to my room, my bedroom.
Yeah. I do that too. It's wonderful.
Yay! It makes a huge difference. I mean, people don't realize how much our body, you know, our body's an electrical, body. Everything runs on electricity inside our body. So you can just imagine what electricity and any other types of frequencies can shift our cells, our nervous system, our body. So turning off the entire electrical circuitry to your bedroom will really help.
Yes, if you can do that, absolutely. We're being exposed to these electromagnetic frequencies probably a trillion times what they were, 100 or 200 years ago. There's so much more being, and so there's an experiment being run on us, unbeknownst to us, what those effects are on our bodies. And some people are highly sensitive. Other people aren't sensitive or aware of those impacts. But long term, there's real cancer dangers. There's brain cancers have increased significantly. Children and teens are much more vulnerable because their brains are thinner, the brain, the bones, so it penetrates deeper. It's really dangerous for kids to be on so much. All of us need to pay attention to it. The ideal would be for the manufacturers to find safer methods of creating the products that we all love. So awareness
about
these things.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah. So in my book, I go into great depth about what those dangers are and solutions for you.
Well, you've given us some great, great advice. I love the fact f.lux.com, as you mentioned, f.lux.com. That's awesome. And then you can find all this great information in his book. I'm telling you, get his book. It's so worth it, and it's worth for your life, their longevity, your health. Sleepsecrets.net is the website. But Ronald Bazar, his book is called Sleep Secrets, How to Fall Asleep Fast, Beat Fatigue and Insomnia, and Get a Great Night's Sleep. Thanks so much, Ronald, for being on Wellness for Life. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.